Kakalosh Boker Tov, we're just going to continue with the halachot of the night of the Seder. We are going to speak about the concept of the four cups. We have to remember that when we start the Kiddush this coming Friday night, the Kiddush is the first of the four cups and the cup of Kiddush. This year it's different than some other years because since it comes out on Friday night, the first cup is the most important cup because it's also Doraita because of the cup of Kiddush, which means it's from the Torah. The halachot of the four cups are usually always rabbinical, they're the Rabbanans. However, though, since it comes out on Friday night, the first cup is the most important cup because it's also the cup of Kiddush, right, for Friday night of Shabbat. It's also the first cup of Kiddush of Yom Tov, which also some people hold it's Doraita, but it is also the first of the four cups. Now, when we say Borei Pri HaGefen, we have to have in mind the second cup as well, because remember that according to Sfaradim, we only make a bracha of Borei Pri HaGefen on the first cup and the third cup, which is right after Birkat HaMazon. So for the first cup, we have to have in mind the second cup. And just in case if a person forgets to lean or anything else, he would have to drink another cup then and there, right? And the third cup, he also has to have in mind the fourth cup as well with his blessing of Borei Pri HaGefen. Now, Licha Techila, the best is to take yain, which is not mevushal, which means red wine. Red wine is always surpasses white wine, even if the white wine is better. And it should be not mevushal. Not mevushal means that it is not cooked. Rav Ovadia says that it is okay if it is cooked, even Licha Techila. But still, Rav Ben Sion and others, they go like the Rambam, that it has to be kosher to go onto the Mizbeach, on the altar, and therefore it should be not cooked wine, so not mevushal. Now again, the best is not cooked wine, which is wine. Then afterwards, you would already get into not cooked, as if to say, not mevushal, grape juice. Grape juice that has no additives or nothing in it, and it's just not cooked. Usually they have them in the kerem bottles, which are glass, and it says not mevushal, and it's 100% juice. Right, there's no concentrate, no nothing. That is the not cooked. So first is obviously wine, then you have the grape juice. Then you get into that if it's already going to be cooked or already going to have also other additives as well. For women, licha techila, and for children, you could use grape juice. So any time that you have, or for a person that is 100% sick, right, they could use grape juice. Now, in a case where a person does need grape juice, what he could do is, if it's a man, and licha techila, obviously he should be using wine, he should use what's called a mix, which means he puts the majority of the cup wine, and then he could put the grape juice, and there's no problem whatsoever. Now, another thing is that you don't have to get wine which is very, very strong. Nowadays, they sell sweet wine, which is 7.5%, right, which is in Kedem. I think it's a Rouge Matok, so 7.5% alcohol, and it's not mevushal. So you have wine, and you have not mevushal, and it's not a high alcohol level, right, which will make you a problem. Obviously, as we mentioned, the first cup this year is more important than the other three. So if it is that you're only going to drink one cup of wine, make sure that you try to do it for the first one, and then the other three would be grape juice. The last one is to do with the measurements. So Rav Ovadia says it's enough 81 milliliters. Usually we do 86 milliliters. 86 milliliters is the shiur, of the measurement of a revi'it, according to the Grach Nae, Rav Chaim Nae, which is the numerical value of kos for a cup. So a cup is 86 milliliters, and therefore, lecha techila, she should drink, right, in one shot. What does it mean, one shot? Not it's like a glass shot, but rather in one time, he's going to be drinking the 86 milliliters entire revi'it. Okay, now even if a person drank the majority of the revi'it, it's going to be okay. However, though, lecha techila, a person drinks the entire 86 milliliters in one time, again leaning on the left side. There is the shita of the Chazon Ish, which is 150 milliliters for every single revi'it, but lecha techila, women, children, and even men, mi'ikar hadin, according to the letter of the law, are allowed to do the 86 milliliters, right, for the drinking of the cup. Have a wonderful day.